organizations like Fiat, Chrysler, Renault run into significant problems that a company like Apple doesn't face. What is the challenge these automakers have of really getting to the customer and getting their product moving?
Robert, this is the biggest challenge of all. And when we look at the press over the last few months about a potential merger between Nissan and Renault, which went off the rails, and just in the last few days, a potential merger between Fiat Chrysler and Renault, which went off the rails because the French government interfered and wouldn't allow it to happen, or some such story. The press is missing what the real story in automotive is. The real story in automotive is that these automotive companies are not usually by law permitted to sell cars. You can't buy a car from Renault. You can't buy a car from Nissan or Toyota or Ford or GM. You can buy a computer from Apple, sure. Apple Store, online, your choice. And of course, if you want to go through a dealer, you can do that too. But the thing about automotive is that in almost every place around the world, Tesla's been trying to fight this in the United States, and in some cases with a certain degree of success, you must buy cars the same way you buy pharmaceuticals or alcohol through an intermediary. Now, the big problem here is that because these car companies have not moved to the modern world, eliminated dealers, moved to direct sales, moved to the Apple model, it means that they are stuck with monster inventory problems. If you take the velocity of information, that's days of sales in inventory plus days of sales in receivables, which is how fast information moves through a company, at someone like Renault, you get 72. You do that for Fiat Chrysler, you get 60. At the same time, however, the volume of inventory that they have offloaded onto their dealers masks monster production problems. Those numbers probably should be close to 150 if you factor the dealer inventories back into the supply chain to see whether this model works. You take Apple, that number would be around 30, 32. Okay, which business model will work in the modern world? Answer, not the automakers. It just isn't a model that's adapted to our space and time. So these poor companies trying to merge with each other, thinking, oh, we're going to create the biggest or second biggest car company in the world, they're daydreaming. This is absolute nonsense. Their CEOs haven't even looked at their own financial data. They should be looking at this stuff, examining it carefully, examining the business model. The French government, I believe, made a spectacular mistake interfering with the Renault Fiat Chrysler deal. If France had any brains, if Macron had a shred of smarts, the first thing he would have done was said, I love this deal if we can, if you like, Appleize it. If we can turn this into a global direct sales model, yeah, let's go. Let's put France on the map. Instead, these people are thinking back in the late 1940s, and they're not focused at all on France, the growth of the country, and the growth of industry or market share globally.
We see companies or rumors of companies like Apple coming to the forefront in terms of being a maker of automobiles, much like Apple's approach with the iPhone, where they partnered up with AT&T and then later other carriers. Do you see a logical partner if Apple is going to foray into the automobile industry?
I don't. I think the thing that keeps Apple out of cars is the legal problems of direct sales. If Apple could sell directly, Apple Store style, through Apple dealers, I think the iCar would have been there already 2 years ago, no question about it. And they wouldn't have waited for all the fancy auto driving technologies. They would have just put that thing out there. It would have been electric. It would have had all kinds of fascinating apps built into it. And they would have evolved later on with a more sophisticated vehicle. The problem they face, it's simple. If you try to put the Apple model onto automotive, the laws in most countries forbid it. Well, that means that most countries are not getting the latest and best in automotive. And until we confront this core problem, it's called the velocity of information stupid, in those big companies, there is no way that we can see the automotive business get back to the success it once had, because not only are they stuck with these antiquated supply chains that have no way of moving quickly, but because the information flow is a measure of inventory size, what it means is that the information flow from you, the customer, to me, the automaker, is really, really slow. And at each point along the way, information is lost. So by the time information gets to the automaker, it's so small and so irrelevant. I have an Audi. Now, it's the newest version of Audi. And guess what? You need a PhD just to read the manual. The thing is so complicated. You pick up your iPhone. What's complicated about that? What happened to these people? They're so far removed from their customers. They got a bunch of engineers parked in an R&D lab with no idea what customers want, fiddling around and coming up with what they think is great. Apple doesn't do that. And you know, because you've been on the inside in Apple, and you know exactly how Apple doesn't work that way. They're not dumb.
If you'd like to improve your velocity of information, visit us at future-creators.com, where you can download white papers and access additional podcasts and information to help your business. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.